This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now. Should tens of thousands of our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin lose their health insurance so billionaires like Elon Musk can get a tax cut? Let Senator Johnson know what your values are and how he should vote on this bill. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
5% tariff on Apple. This is a move to try and encourage and spur the company to produce and manufacture all of its iPhones here in the U.S.
The market's all falling on the latest trade announcements from the White House. The Dow's down 300 points. Harvard University filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration challenging the latest decision not to allow the school to admit any international students. Last night, the president held a private event for those who invested heavily in his cryptocurrency meme coin. Guests were expected to buy more of the coin to gain access to the president's black tie gala. Investigators in San Diego are still looking for clues in the debris field of the plane crash in San Diego. Six people were on board that plane. Two who died have been identified. This is ABC News. Search teams are still looking for the black boxes that may have been on the small plane that crashed into a San Diego neighborhood, setting homes and cars on fire. ABC's Trevor Ault is on the scene.
Investigators now combing through what they call a giant field of debris. The plane left almost unrecognizable. The Cessna 550 had taken off from Teterboro, New Jersey late Wednesday, stopping for fuel in Wichita, Kansas before attempting to land in San Diego. Air traffic control warning of low visibility from dense fog. Just shy of the runway, the plane clipping a power line and slamming into the Murphy Canyon neighborhood at 3:47 a.m.
Six people were on board the plane. Two have been confirmed dead, among them music industry agent Dave Shapiro. Nike is the latest company saying it'll raise prices for consumers. Footwear, clothing, equipment, all going up, the company says. Some between $2 and $10 for each item. Nike doesn't mention the Trump tariffs, but almost all of Nike products are made in Asia. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your Ghia dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 63, partly sunny and very nice conditions. North winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear and chilly, a low of 37. Saturday, partly cloudy and pleasant, a high of 69. Sunday, 69, and Memorial Day Monday, 70 degrees. North-northwest winds are at 3 miles per hour. Right now, on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 56 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
WRCO pleased to feature some brand new music and great to have on the line Nathaniel and Jim from Mark 209. Well, we'll start with you, Nathaniel. Tell us a little bit about the group, if you would.
Well, we are a country group out of Nashville, Tennessee. We travel coast to coast, and our whole thing is trying to bring four-part harmony and that family-friendly country music back to the radio, trying to make sure that we put something out there that you can crank with the whole family and just blare it and sing along with it, and that's what we're hoping to do for everybody.
Jim, tell me about the harmony connection with the group, and when you got together, was it special right out of the gate?
Well, yeah. No, we were originally we were doing gospel music. We were a quartet, and we did some country covers and stuff. And because of that, we were getting booked to open for some country acts. We'd open for Ronnie Millsap and for Ronnie McDowell, T.G. Shepherd. And actually, at a Ronnie McDowell and T.G. Shepherd concert, Dolly Parton's producer was there. And he came up to us and approached us about it, and he said, you know, we've missed this in country music for a while. And he said, why don't we do some new country with y'all and release to radio? And so that's kind of how it happened. But, yeah, the harmony, the quartet music, as he put it, he said, I'm a fan. He said, I was a fan of the Statlers. I was a fan of the Oak Ridge Boys. I'm a fan of quartet music. We've just got to modernize it and make it, you know, more for a younger audience. And I think that's what we did. He got us some great songwriters, some great music, and there's some great cuts.
Were you inspired from country music, gospel music, or is it all kind of a blend together?
Well, both of us have, both Nathaniel and myself have background, our families, in gospel music and quartet music. I mean, if you're not familiar with quartet music and the four-part harmony, it's just incredible, and what you can do and the versatility of it. So I've always been a huge fan of it. And then, of course, I mean, I grew up on the bus with Larry Gatlin and around a lot of country singers and stuff, for people that at the time were singing gospel music and then switched over into country music. And yeah, at our house, a lot of country music played.
And I'd say one of the things that makes quartet music really unique and kind of brought it to the forefront years before and kind of paved the way for us is when Elvis Presley would bring out the stamps and do that harmony. People, they weren't used to hearing that. And all of a sudden, now you've got this massive harmony just you know, blowing the doors off. And so it kind of paved the way for groups like the Oaks to move into country and ourselves. And so we're just thrilled to be a part of that tradition and making a new path also.
Nathaniel, you've had some success in other genres. What would be the biggest success that the group has had so far?
Well, we won Christian Country Group of the Year 5 years in a row, it was an incredible honor for us when we were on that side of things strictly. But outside of awards, I would have to say one of the coolest things that we've been blessed to do was we did a private concert for President Bush, 41 and 43, and the family. We got called in to do private events for them. And it's not an award you can stick on the shelf, but that's a pretty high calling and a pretty unique opportunity and a responsibility to get to do. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was... When George W. Bush answers the door and welcomes into the house, that's
pretty
kind
cool.
Of shocking.
Yeah, not everybody can say that, I don't think.
No, not at all.
After we did that, we got an email from Dwayne Allen of the Oak Ridge Boys, and he said, "Well, guys, welcome to the club. There ain't a lot of people that get to perform at their house." And it certainly was an honor. We had a lot of fun doing it, and they are a fun family. We had a lot of fun hanging with them. We did it several times, and of course, Barbara and H. W. 41, when he was alive, they would come to our concerts when we were local there in Maine.
That's amazing. I know you guys do some things outside of music. Jim, tell us a little bit about glass blowing, because that's something I'm sure our listeners aren't real familiar with.
Yeah, well, my father was the glass blower for the Vanderbilt University for the chemistry department and did all the laboratory glassware for them. And I grew up in a glass shop. And though my dad sang, he sang with the Stamps and the Statesmen and the Blackwood Brothers. He was a glass blower by trade. And so I knew how to do it. And whenever I had moved to Florida, and I had started a glassblowing company making neon and coal captive lighting, and I sold it off and came to Nashville, and that's when I kind of got back into singing. I hadn't sang in a long time, but I got a call from the Stamps Quartet, Elvis's backup group, and they were touring all over Europe, and I got into doing that, and then we started Mark 209, and this kind of happened, but we're only on the road about half a year, and I just get bored sitting around the house watching Hallmark Channel with my mother, and and I was looking for a hobby, and what I thought would be a hobby ended up being almost full time on my time off. I never got a day off. I was either out singing or I was working. But I called up a guy that I used to work for in Nashville. He makes all the signs down Lower Broadway, and Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places sign, Hank Williams Jr., John Bon Jovi sign, all of these signs, and I'd called him up for some equipment that I needed. I was just going to open a small shop here at my house. And the day that I called him, his glass blower put in his notice. And he called me up. He was like, "Hey, it's time for you to come off the road singing. You need to start working." I was like, "I'm not stopped singing." And he said, "Well, then we'll work with your schedule." And I did it. And it's a lot of fun. I talked to Garth Brooks, came in when we were designing his sign. And but he had a mask on, and he had Carhartts on. He comes in, and he said, "Hi, I'm Garth." And I was like, "Hi, I'm Jim." I sat and talked to him for 30 minutes, had no idea. I was talking to Garth Brooks. If I didn't know it was Garth Brooks, he'd have left there with a handful of CDs, man.
Missed opportunity there.
Yeah. But it's fun. We did, if anybody watches the Friends in Low Places special that they have on Prime about Garth Brooks' club that he has down on Broad, they actually interviewed me about it, about the neon and the glass blowing and stuff, and I enjoy it. I enjoy the art of it. It's very relaxing, and it's just fun. It's fun to still do it.
Nathaniel, tell us about your specialty when you're not on the road.
Well, so when I'm not on the road, a few years back, I had the opportunity, got called in, and I actually worked for a distillery. I'm their head distiller. And we specialize in whiskeys and bourbons, moonshines. And I've got family from Kentucky. I've got family that still owns their own haulers in Kentucky and still run Shine. And so kind of fell back into the not family business. And got the opportunity to take over the head distilling there. And within the first years of me being there, we started putting up our products for awards and kind of seeing how they would do. And just last year, I had two of my whiskeys and one of my moonshines all medaled, I won awards on them. It's just been a lot of fun. It's just an adult science project. It's getting to be back there in the back and just enjoy yourself, crank some music, and sing along. I'm usually there by myself, just making whatever product I'm working on. Currently, actually, I've got new flavored whiskeys and new moonshines that we're working on. So we're off the road for a little bit in between tours, and so I'm making some new products for Oakley. So it works out good.
Awesome. Hey, tell us about the other members of the group, because I think you have connections with some other pretty famous groups, don't you?
Yeah, go for it, Jim.
Yeah, well, Roger Golden sings our baritone. Last name Golden, you ought to recognize that. He's a cousin with William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys, second cousin. And then Joe Lee Armstrong, he sings Stamps as well. Joe, I believe, is probably the lowest bass singer in the industry as far as singing a note, not just hitting it. But he can literally sing off the end of the piano. You'll hear him, actually, on the song Country Heart. Our producer, Kent Wells, Dolly Parton's producer, he asked him at the end of it, he said, "I want you to drop that down an octave," and Joe just went off. And after it was over, Kent was like, "I had no idea." And we're like, "Yeah, we got to warn you about Joe. You don't tell him to drop it, because he will drop it.
He'll go way further than you want him to."
Yeah, and then our band leader, Josh Pope, he plays keys for us, guitar for us sometimes, and he's been playing, my gosh, since he started playing when he was 3 or 4 years old. But when he was 13, 14, he was on the I'm sure people have heard of Bill Gaither and the homecoming tours that they do, the Gaither homecoming tours. But he was on the homecoming tour when he was 13, 14. He's been playing professionally since he was 10 years old, and we're thrilled to have him. He is more of a Jerry Lee Lewis style piano player. Yeah, he tears it up.
Ah, that's awesome. Tell us about the new single,
Country Heart. So when we were looking for songs, Kent brought us some incredible stuff. In fact, he brought us 133 songs, mm-hmm. and asked us to pick a handful. But one of them on there, Country Heart, is Joe. One of the things we love about Joe, our bass singer, is he's his country cornbread, man. He's deep South Alabama. He's got the draw. He never meets a stranger. If you ever see the bus, if he gets off the bus, by the time he gets back on, y'all may as well thank your family. And this song kind of had that vibe from the get-go.
From Alabama. You might be family. I don't know.
he might not. Well, not just that. You may not understand him during football season. He sounds like a little Ewok. He just gets into it. But I was trying. When the song Country Heart, the whole thing is, I may not be able to do all the fancy stuff. I may not be able to write a million words and do all the cool. But I can. I can sing it to you. I can tell you just how much I love you. And that's Joe, man. Even if he can't do it, he's going to figure out the best way for him to help you. He'll give you the shirt off his back. He'll stand there beside you. He'll help you in any way he can. And we were listening to the song, and we were like, we want to make it more unique than just one person singing. And we know we're going to do that with the quartet, but how do we elevate it even further? And that's why we were all like, well, this is Joe. Let's let him sing it. And it makes it, honestly, kind of gives it a novelty feel, because there's nothing else like it out there, because Joe's just that much of a freak of nature singing off the end of the keyboard like that. And so it really gives it a cool vibe. Your speakers are definitely gonna hit a little hard on this one.
Hey, what about some tour dates? Mark 209 going to be up through the Midwest and our great state of Wisconsin here sometime soon?
Hey, we're up for it, looking for it. We still have a few dates left available throughout the middle of the year and everything else. We're pretty much slammed on. We spend the entire month of August in the New England states and then California and the surround for Christmas. But we did just today got off the phone with some people in the Midwest, and we're hoping to make some new dates and runs up to Wisconsin. We've never actually played Wisconsin, so we're hoping to change that.
Oh, we hope that you do as well. And Jim, what about you? Who's going to play you in the Hallmark movie when they profile Mark 209?
That's right. He's been thinking about this now.
I've got the script written. The script written. I'm ready for this, man.
You got
to
have.
He meets his high school sweetheart when she comes back to Nashville to try to help save the family farm by the big banker who blows glass on the side.
She's got a skunk boyfriend, though. She's always got a boyfriend that no one likes.
Our Christmas release was actually written by a guy that writes about 100 songs for Hallmark every year for the Hallmark Channel, especially their Christmas songs. So, yeah, we were laughing about it. We're like, yeah, I've already written the script for this thing, and we got the song by the songwriter for the Hallmark movie. So,
yeah, it works out.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks for joining us today, guys. We appreciate it very much. And, again, we hope to meet you in person someday.
That would be great.
Yep. Keep up the good work. Mark 209 joining us on WRCO. Jim and Nathaniel from that group on the road today.
I was raised up on a family farm with ragweed in my veins. I ain't too proud to wear around my buckle from 4-H. And I can't say I love you in a song, but I will play it to you all night long.
In my cheap old car, in my guitar, in my big old country heart, you and I, squeeze it tight, we'll never break apart. Just say you will, baby, you'll be my shining star. In my cheap old car, with my guitar, in my big old country heart.
My motor comp will shoot straight up and pokes a hole into the sky. And I'll hang off the edge a little bit, but I'll never cross that line.
In my cheap old car, in my guitar, in my big old country heart. You and I, squeezing tight, we'll never break apart. Just say you will, baby, you'll be my shining star. In my cheap old car, with my guitar, in my big old country heart.
What I got is worth way more than gold, 'cause I'll still be only yours
100 years down the road.
In my cheap old car, with my guitar, in my big old country heart.
If you and I squeeze it tight, we'll never break apart. Just take you in and maybe you'll be my shining star. In my cheap old car, with my guitar, in my big old country heart. In my cheap old car, with my guitar, in my big old country
He can sing low. Mark 209 and Country Hard. Thanks to the guys for giving us a call to the radio station today. WRCO Country and Community. Here's Patty Loveless.
Oh, if I cross your path again, who knows where?
Cap is tossed, the tassel turned, and a bright future begins for the graduates of Richland Center High School. Congratulations, class of 2025, proudly saluted by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, and House on the Rock Resort and Attraction.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Come have breakfast on the farm. The 41st annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast is being held Saturday, June 7th, serving from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Dylan and Brianna Handel Family Farm in Barneveld. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and top it off with a Culver's frozen custard. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, a petting zoo, and you can enjoy walking around the farm. Adults are $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. There's no parking at the farm. Park at Vortex in Barneveld and enjoy a short bus ride through Barneveld to the farm.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
This Memorial Day, may we carry the memory of our nation's heroes with pride, gratitude, and purpose. With respect from Muscadet American Legion Post 85 and Richland Cattle Center, proud to support our veterans and their families.
Short shorts resting just right on your hips. Kiss chilling on your lips. I'm for sure gonna get it in a minute. First time I take another sip. That Chevrolet sitting in the driveway's gonna stay sitting. Girl, we ain't getting anywhere. The closer I know you're in the mood with literally nothing but each other on the to-do list. We got all day to do it all way. Like an old tire swing in the shade. Got it made in the sweet spot. Maybe you and me got a couple free seats on a cloud nine ride. Don't matter if we're sitting on a porch in a car at a bar or a boat down to Panama City. Gonna be a hell of a view. I'm just fine long as I'm sitting next to you sitting pretty. Yeah, I'm sitting pretty. Good, I'm sitting pretty. Everything's feeling like it should. Don't think that it could get any better, but this weather, I wish it would. Turn up the heat, couple degrees, get you in that AC. Let down the blinds, call it a day. We got all damn day to do it all way. Like an old tire swing in the shade. Got it made in the sweet spot. Maybe you and me got a couple free seats on a cloud nine ride. Don't matter if I'm sitting on a porch in a car at a bar or a boat down Panama City. Gonna be a hell of a view. I'm just fine long as I'm sitting next to you sitting pretty. Yeah, I'm sitting pretty. Good, I'm sitting pretty. Damn, I'm sitting pretty. As a peach, as a postcard picture of a West Coast beach. So pretty, if I had to bet, this is pretty much as good as it gets. We got all damn day to do it all way. Like an old tire swing in the shade. Got it made in the sweet spot. Baby, you and me got a couple free seats on a cloud nine. A cloud nine. We're sitting on a porch in a car at a bar. A boat down in a mall city. Just fine long as I'm sitting next to you sitting pretty. I'm sitting pretty. I'm sitting pretty. Good. I'm sitting pretty. I'm sitting pretty.
Rock and Rollers, this will be the unofficial start of summer this weekend, and we'll be taking you back to some summers of your life on Those Were the Days. Songs that were popular in the summer, your summer jam. Songs that take you back to the best summers you ever had.
Don't rock the boat, baby, rock the boat. Don't tip the boat over, rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, baby, rock the boat. Don't tip the boat over.
Those Were the Days, and the Solid Gold Dancers invite you to be a part of the fun between 6 and midnight Saturday night. Our show is sponsored by Town Taxi, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Setter Cinema, along with Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, and Turbos in Hub City. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s this Saturday night on Those Were the Days, my friend. I hope you'll be a part of the show.
From our kitchen to your ears, Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
It is 11:30, and right now we're at 61 degrees. This update is sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump now threatening the European Union with a 50% tariff on all EU products coming into the U.S. because, he writes on social media, there's no deal in the works yet. The president also threatening Apple with a 25% tariff on all of its products unless the company agrees to manufacture all iPhones in the United States. Vice President J.D. Vance delivering the commencement address at the U.S. Naval Academy, telling the graduates in Annapolis,
the Trump administration has reversed course. No more undefined missions. No more open-ended conflicts. We're returning to a strategy grounded in realism and protecting our core national interests.
No ceasefire discussions, but Ukraine and Russia are beginning a prisoner exchange. 1,000 from each side are being returned. The fifth round of nuclear talks in Rome between the U.S. and Iran have now ended. No breakthroughs. This is ABC News.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Pirates scored more than four runs in a game for the first time in a month, but it wasn't enough to win. Brewers slugger Christian Yelich pounded two home runs and drove in four runs in an 8-5 victory Thursday night. The game included a rain delay of an hour and 45 minutes. Rookie Carlos Rodriguez earned his first Major League victory. It was Milwaukee's fifth win in the last six games. Freddie Peralta takes the mound tonight as the four-game series continues in Pittsburgh. Two-time NBA MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo finished third for the MVP honors this year. He's an MVP in Milwaukee. Bucks center Brook Lopez says it's simple why Giannis is in the running for the award every year. He's the best player in the world. Word is that Giannis met with team officials this week, and they are determined to keep him in Milwaukee and try to build another championship team around him. The Packers made a change in the team's cornerback room. Gregory Jr. was signed Wednesday, and fellow cornerback Caleb Hayes has been released. Jr. was a sixth-round pick in the 2022 NFL Draft by the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of WRCO Sports.
Do you remember the most important foundation of any relationship? It's trust, T-R-U-S-T, trust. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Without trust, there can be no peace of mind. A mind that's filled with stress and anxiety keeps the body from healing. At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, both residents and caregivers enjoy the trust of each other. Tender, loving care, putting residents first, treating residents the way we want our own parents treated. All these make for a trusting, relaxed, and homey atmosphere. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living provides personal care and supervision, nutritious meals, medication management, activities, laundry and housekeeping to frail older adults who do not belong in a nursing home. Come visit us and see for yourself how trust between residents and caregivers benefit the elderly. Harvest Guest Home, 647-8205. There's always family here.
For the afternoon, it looks like it's going to be a nice afternoon. 63 for a high. Winds from the north, 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, a low of 37. Saturday, partly cloudy and pleasant, and 65. Sunday, near 70. 70 on Memorial Day. We have a north-northeast wind at 4 miles per hour. It is 59 degrees. Community calendar is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. With many choices for your birds. Team Booney Tunes for Grace is having its 15th annual Booney Tunes Art and Garage Sale today and tomorrow. From now until 5, 8 until 5 tomorrow, downtown Gillingham, the Art Barn will be open with 100 paintings to choose from. The War Dog Memorial Dog Patch will be open to honor military working dogs this Memorial Day weekend as well. American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 is at area businesses today for Poppy Day. Help support your veterans and families by donating. The River Valley School Fair is hosting a broad stand at Prem Meats in Spring Green from now until 6:30 today and again Saturday from 9 until 6. The Brewer Public Library will be closed in observance of Memorial Day Saturday and Monday. The Pleasant Ridge Church Association will have an open house Saturday from 9 until 4. Kinship will be hosting a broad stand at Walsh's Ace Hardware Saturday from 10 until 2. The Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad will host its annual pancake breakfast Sunday from 7 until noon at the squad building in Viola. The event is free to the public. Free will donations will be accepted. The High Ground will have its 15th annual Honor Ride on Memorial Day. This year's routes will start at seven different locations, including Eau Claire, Appleton, Onalaska, Wausau, Minocqua, Watertown, and Neillsville. Motorcyclists are invited to join any route at one of the scheduled stops featured on the Honor Ride website at thehighgroundhonorride.com. As the riders start arriving at the park around 11:30, they can enjoy a meal of burgers and brats. Memorial Day Mass at St. Killian's Catholic Church in Bear Valley will be held Monday at 9. Following the service, there will be refreshments and fellowship in the church basement hall. This year, there will also be a small sale of St. Killian's Church items, which can be purchased with a free will donation. Miss Purdy and Nestor will be out and about on the following dates, accompanied by their donkey crew, members of the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 and American Legion Post 13. Monday, they will be a part of the Memorial Day Parade. Visits for Miss Purdy and Nestor can be also obtained. And you can see them at the various stops coming up very soon. Also, on Friday, May 30th at Harvest Guest Home, Friday, June 6th at the Sauk County Healthcare Center. There will be a parade on Monday as well in Richland Center. It steps off at 10 o'clock. The American Legion Post 383 and Legion Park will be hosting two events on Memorial Day. The first will be Battery Park in Lone Rock starting at 10. The second will be the St. Malachi Church Cemetery starting at 11. Looking ahead toward next week, a Red Cross blood drive will be held in Reedsburg at South Elementary School on Tuesday. Appointments are preferred for that event. Also, the Lone Rock Community Building will be the site of a blood drive from 12:30 until 5:30 this Tuesday. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS for an appointment or go online to redcrossblood.org.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
It's very pleasant, 60 degrees at WRCO on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Going down home this holiday weekend. This is Jimmy Allen.
I bet you're up there making new friends. I'm pretty sure you're loving every minute. If there's a golden pond full of fish, I bet you already caught everything in it. I bet you're making everybody laugh with your jokes. I know you're holding nothing but the best kind of hope, shining a light up there with a big old smile. Yeah, and meanwhile, down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, this down home kid. It's just how you left on my steel. Ain't that you're gone, I wish you were here. But I hope I'm making you proud, cause I know you are there looking down home. There ain't a day down here that goes by that I don't climb up in my F-150 on the back row bumping Charlie Pride. Yeah, every song keeps you right here with me. I got a daughter now, I really wish you'd met. Yeah, she's walking now, but I know you see every step. I wear the number 15 every chance I get. So when you're looking through the clouds, daddy, you can bet they're down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, this down home key. It's just how you left in my steel. Ain't that you're gone, I wish you were here. But I hope I'm making you proud, so know you are there looking down home. Everything, everything, everything's good down home. Yeah. And oh, yeah. Down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, I put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, it's down home, kid. It's just how you left with my skin. Yeah. You're gone, I wish you were here. But I hope I'm making you proud, so I know you're there.
water towers made for hearts and names. Friday nights made for football games. Falling leaves made for falling in. Front porch steps made for goodnight kissing. And I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you. Summer jobs made for spending cash. Second dates made for going fast. Early curfews made for sneaking past. 2 a.m. was made for pissed off dads. And I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you. Like a ship without a sea, or a song without a melody. I don't know where I'd be or what I'd do, 'cause I was made for you. Bars made for how about a dance. Open roads made for holding hands. And laid back seats made for young love. 2 pink lines made for growing up. And I was made for you. Yeah, I was made. Tiny shoes made for tiny feet. My 2 arms made for where you sleep. The sky was made for the moon and stars. You were made to steal my heart. And I was made for you. Yeah, I was. Was made for you.
Jake Owen on WRCO Radio. This is Memorial Weekend, and it looks like you have a few facts.
Yeah.
About Memorial Day.
I do.
You wanted to share those going into the weekend?
You know what? Let's honor over 93 years of Serviceville, service sacrifice community from Bauer, Gunnell, and Dalton VFW, Post 2267. The roots go back to December 19th, 1931, with just 15 veterans, and they've grown over to 100 members strong since this year.
Yeah.
So congratulations to them.
Talked about it on the morning show
this
week. So you have some facts?
I do here. Yeah, a little quizzy for you.
Okay.
Real quick. The VFW Post 2267 was chartered in 1945.
Oh, is this okay?
Yeah, this is a quiz. Yeah, it's true false. I
think it was before that.
Yeah, it was 1931.
Mm.
Nice job. 1-for-1, Phil.
Ooh,
not bad.
You just gave me the answer. I was paying attention.
You were, wasn't you? The VFW was founded in 1936.
You don't mean locally, you mean nationally?
I'm going to say nationally.
I think that's false.
Yeah, it was founded in 1899 and chartered by Congress in 1936.
Before that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Carl Thomas Gunnell served in World War II. I think you had this the other day.
Yeah,
we did.
We talked about it on the morning show.
How good is your memory, young man?
I think he was in World War I.
Yeah, again, you're right on. He served in World War I and was killed in action in France in 1918.
Thank you.
Yeah. Malcolm C. Dalton served as a waist gunner during World War II.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah. Okay.
Too many false in a row. Wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Dalton was killed in action during Operation Tidal Wave in Romania. William A. Bauer died in Cuba during the Spanish-American War.
I'll say that's true.
Nope, that's false, Philip.
Oh.
He died in the Philippines in 1900.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Anyway.
One wrong.
Only World War II veterans can join the VFW, Phil.
No.
That's false. Nice job. Membership is open to veterans of all foreign wars and conflict zones.
Wow.
The Buddy Poppy was trademarked in 1924. You know, the little...
Yeah, I know that's their
we had thing. You and I talked about this a couple months ago.
We did. The poppies are being handed out today.
Yeah.
That's from the VFW.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is for the Legion.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. Yeah, good. Yeah.
The Buddy Poppies.
Yeah, the Buddy Poppies. Post 2267 has only had one charter since it was founded.
False.
That is correct. Woo. It had two charters, one in 1931 and one in 1945.
Okay.
All right. The VFW insignia features a Maltese cross.
Sure.
There you go. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah. James Palvermacher is the last surviving charter member from the first charter.
True.
That's false.
Oh.
He was listed on the second charter.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. There's a couple more here. The Post donated $500 to the UWMI Recovery Project in May of 2025.
I think that's true.
I think it is, too. Nice job.
Talked about it on the show. Yeah.
All right, one more, buddy. The VFW Post 2267's membership was 98.02% as of May 18th, 2025.
I think that's true.
It is true, young man. Nice job.
A couple of members are trying to twist their tails to get them signed up.
So. Yeah, so just some fun facts from our local VFW. And
with Memorial Day coming up.
With Memorial Day coming up.
The reason why. We celebrate a three-day weekend, and we honor those on Monday.
100. I honor them. I try to honor. We here at WRCO try to honor them all the time.
We're in red every Friday, too.
Every Friday, my man.
Those who serve.
I hope you have a great day, and be kind.
Thank you, man. Yeah, thanks for stopping by. Hank Bray with us today on WRCO Radio. It is 61 degrees. We're about 11 away from 12 noon. News at noon. I got to go figure out what frozen delicacy I'm going to have today. Hopefully it's unthawed by now. We get her in the oven there. Maybe a little Salisbury steak. Only the best.
From late night studying to final exams, the journey was worth it. Hats off to the class of 2025 from Dodgeville and Highland High Schools. This announcement is supported by Arthur's Supper Club, Burnham Lumber, and the People's Community Bank.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
For many, the upcoming Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial beginning of summer. which often means lots of time spent in the sun and water. That being the case, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society wants you to be aware that both sunscreen and undiluted pool chemicals can be poisonous to pets. When diluted in water, common pool chemicals are generally safe. However, if ingested, undiluted chemicals pose a serious health risk to pets, and so do large amounts of sunscreen. So be careful with both of these potential summertime pet poisons and enjoy a safe and fun summer with your pets. All About Pets is a service of Strangs, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. Now close the windshield wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. But I gotta keep rolling.
Yeah, now, yeah, now. this. Like I ain't worried about driving, I'm staying right here. Living out for the weekend, pull it up at the time of your life. Take a shot for the regrets. Double up and it's about to get worldwide. Hey ladies, let your head out. You know ain't nobody scared now. Church on Sunday, amen. Somebody said something about work on Monday. Don't say it again.
Enjoy your weekend. Phil Nee with you. We'll be back your way again tomorrow night with Those Were the Days, Sweating to the Oldies. Have a great, great day. Enjoy this beautiful weather and keep it tuned right here. Alan Jackson takes us toward the afternoon.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. The windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Today's News at Noon from ABC is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect.